reveal
Triple M's
your secret.
Supergrass.
I want to tell you my secret.
This is a man who has made, well, some big statements, but I tell you what, all of them come to fruition. No doubt about it. The Supergrassy is back, and he joins us this morning. Hey, Grassy.
Morning, Grill Team. A show I haven't talked about in a while is The Voice. Will.i.am, you would have read on the weekend, is not returning to the show. Yeah. Channel 9 have put together a bit of a short list of hosts to fill in. There's not a lot of new names on the list. They're thinking about getting the other Madden brother involved as a host. Keith Urban and Delta Goodrum are apparently both going to be approached to see if they want to return to the show. The only new name said to be on the list is a girl called Iggy Azalea, who's a bit of a young singer overseas.
Well, she's Queensland girl, and she's a bit of a rapper. She's at the moment one of the hottest things in Hollywood at the minute. She's doing cover songs with Jessie J and all that, you know.
Why is Will.i.am not coming back, MJ?
He outpriced himself.
Growing up, I remember watching Ray Martin host the Christmas carols on Christmas Eve. More recently, Carl and Lisa have done it, but we might not have a host for the event this year. I hear Lisa Wilkinson has said she will only host the carols this year if Channel 9 are able to fly her back on a private jet. Landing at the Bankstown Airport would be the only place that could happen later that night. It finishes too late for commercial flights, but understandably wants to spend Christmas Day with the family.
Totally understand that. Lisa doesn't have to do that anymore. She's a big deal. No. So there's so many good people at Channel 9 that could take over. Start the new tradition with one of the
Tim
younger
Gilbert.
Girls.
Get Tim Gilbert to host carols by Channel 9.
I'm thinking Georgie Gardner or someone like that. Yeah. They're all right.
Delta Goodrum.
I want to say this next story is a bit of a rumour, and I think it is actually the odds of it happening are pretty slim. But there are rumours floating around that the Rolling Stones are considering an extra Sydney gig. Apparently, since their performance in Adelaide on the weekend, there's been a massive spike in demand for tickets. However, no tickets are available for the remaining All Phones gig, and also the Hope Estate tickets are so close to being sold out. They believe they can actually sell out an extra show if tickets went on sale now. All Phones is available. However, the only night they could do it would be the 13th, which is the following night, and traditionally the Stones don't like to play two nights in a row.
Oh, there you go. Well, the Beatles came out for the first time, they weren't going to Adelaide, and the whole of the city lobbied for the Beatles to go there, and they went there, and they said, yeah, we'll go there, but they charged the promoter five times as much.
Wow. Did they?
Yeah, but... Yeah, so fair play. So who knows, mate? They could charge what they wanted for that next gig.
Mm. Yep.
Due to the hype around The Bachelor, Channel 10 is rushing the next season, which is apparently meant to be The Bachelorette. I'm hearing it'll play out in the first quarter of next year is when they want it on air. They're also trying to squeeze in another series of The Actual Bachelor later next year. So two seasons next year.
See, I don't know about that. It was like Big Brother last year. I watched every episode. This year I couldn't buy into it because it's like you're trying to invest in a new friendship.
It's like finishing a great book and then you go, pick up another one.
You need a little bit of a break.
All right, thank you very much, Supergrass. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.